Good morning. Thank you for being here. The information I'm going to release this morning are the confirmed facts that we have available at this time. We'll be providing updates as more information becomes available. At approximately 11:24 p.m. on 3/15/2020, last night, SPD officers were dispatched to the area of Battlefield Lone Pine regarding a shooting. While en route to that scene, multiple shooting calls were received throughout the city, including one at 2100 South Ingram Mill, another one at Sunshine and Highway 65. Final call came in at 11:43. Officers were dispatched to the Come and Go, located at 2885 East Chestnut Expressway. Callers reported a vehicle had crashed at the scene and an armed suspect had entered the store and began shooting customers and employees. Officer Josiah Overton and Officer Christopher Walsh were the first to arrive and were immediately fired upon by the suspect, both being struck by gunfire. Other responding officers arrived, removed the two injured officers from the scene, and then made entry into the store, where the suspect was found deceased from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. At the scene, they also located three other deceased citizens and one other citizen with a gunshot wound. That fourth person was transported to a local hospital where they're being treated. Next of kin for these victims have not yet been notified. The suspect has not yet been positively identified. Officer Christopher Wall suffered a gunshot wound and unfortunately passed away at the hospital. Officer Overton sustained non-life-threatening injuries and is being treated at a local hospital. Officer Overton has been with SPD for 2 years, and Officer Walsh was with SPD for 3.5 years, was a U.S. Army veteran, and was active in the Army Reserves. Both these officers showed significant bravery, were heroic in their actions, and we ask that you respect their family's privacy at this time. I'll take any questions you might have.
How are you and your fellow officers doing this morning and coping with all of
this? It is way too early. I'll just leave it at that. We're still actively investigating multiple crime scenes and dealing with grieving over the loss of one of our own.
Are you still asking the community to avoid the East Chestnut Expressway area?
Absolutely. Yes, please.
Is it believed that the suspect at the Come and Go is the same person that was firing shots?
Yes.
Throughout the city?
So in essence, we had a roving active shooter moving from the south side of the city up, we think up Ingram Mill and then over to Highway 65 and then the Chestnut, where it ended at the Come and Go.
Any idea at this point what that person's motivations might have been?
I have no idea. We're still investigating. As I said, we have not positively identified that person yet.
People who were shot at the Come and Go, other than the two officers, do you know if they were employees at the Come and Go or customers?
We have not notified next of kin and attempt to make sure we have positive identification on all those people, so we won't be releasing any more information on them until we are able to do that. Okay, thank you.